Okay, we get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Aleph, and we have a continuation of the prophecies of Nevuah as we started into discussing the last Perek. Perek Mem till the end is all about issues of Nechama and Geula and comfort and Chizuk. That's what all these prakim are about. This Perek has a couple of different parts to it. We start off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoning the other nations, L'Asalavo, disproving them and showing what have you been doing, focusing on Avodah Zarah and being against Klal Yisrael all these centuries and years. Hachrishu Eliyim Ulumim Yachlifu Koach. Hachrishu, be quiet. Don't talk for a minute. Think. Hachrishu Eliyim, you islands, Ulumim and big nations, Yachlifu Koach. Right? Gather your strength. Yigshu Oz Yidaberu. Yachtav Lamishpat Nikrava. Come together and then you'll speak. Together. Lamishpat Nikrava. Come close to Mishpat. Let me ask you something, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Heir Mi Mizrach. This is the phrase why this Perek is the Haftorah for Pashas Lech Lecha. Because of this phrase right here. Mi Heir Mi Mizrach. Who is the one that inspired the one from the east? Who is the one from the east? Avram Avinu is the one from the east. He came from the east going to Eretz Yisrael. Who inspired him? Tzedek Yikra'eu L'raglo. Who is the one that always had his back, so to speak? Always had righteousness next to him. Yitain Lefanav Gayim Umalachim Yard. Who gave in front of him nations and kings, right? The four kings and the five kings. Yitain Ka'afar Charbo. That made, put gave him like dust, swords, kigash nidav kashto, like straw pushed away with his bow. Let's just finish the phrase, and we'll talk about these psukim. Yir defem yavar shalom. He ran yavar shalom. He was always b'shalom. Orach barag lav lo yavo. He went down paths that he never had gone down before, and still he was able to succeed. Mi pa vasa korei hadoras meirosh. Who did all of this? The one who called the doros meirosh. Ani Hashem rishon ves hachronim ani hu. Few psukim in Tanakh like this, that Hashem is the first and Hashem is the last. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. What have you been doing worshipping Avodah Zarah and other gods all these years? Ra'u iyim v'yira'u. So saras yecharadu. All the nations, when that happened with Avram Avinu, they were scared. And the Radak said it's all written in future tense because it not only happens to Avram, it happens to any tzaddik that has the attitude of Avraham. Says the Radak, ki kemosha asa hakelam Avraham az, ken yasa b'chol dar vadar, im kol tzadik, sheyeh bo avas hakel, kemo Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's in charge, and therefore what have you been doing in all of world history? Come, and you will be judged. Couple of points to make. So the beginning, mi heir mi mizrach. Who is the one that inspired Avraham from the mizrach? Interesting, I've noted this ha'ara in the past, and that is Noach and Avraham. Noach gets a tremendous introduction. Noach is tzaddik, tamim haya b'dorosav. Amazing. Avraham, nothing. Lech lecha. Where's Avraham's introduction? Where all it is just go. No adjectives, no superlatives, no praises. So the answer might be because no, it's the greatest praise in the world. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph tells us that Ilfen Rabbi Yochanan were traveling out of the yeshiva, and they took a rest, and we know Rabbi Yochanan had a dream, and he heard Malachim arguing, saying one of these people have to go back to become the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rabbi Yochanan wakes up in a sweat, and says, Ilfa, did you hear that? No, I didn't hear that. Rabbi Yochanan said, they must be talking about me. Rabbi Yochanan goes back, Ilfa leaves the yeshiva, and throughout Shas, the Gemara quotes there that Ilfa, really, if he would have gone back, he would have been even sharper than Rabbi Yochanan. He would have been the Gadol Hador. But Rabbi Yochanan went back. And the question is, why was Ilfa faulted? He didn't have the dream. He didn't have the vision. The answer is, he could have had the vision. He just wasn't turned on to the divine frequency. The greatest the praise that we could give someone is that they heard the Dvar Hashem. They heard when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to them. Avram Avinu, lech lecha me'artzecha. Avram was Meir Hashem, awakened Avram Avinu from the Mizrach. And he heard it. Avram caught it. Avram heard the call, and he went. And that is the greatest praise that we could give him. The Gemara in Shabbos also darshans on this pasuk. Miheir mi Mizrach. Hashem changes things from the east. Maybe it's talking about the east is the sun, the constellations. This is the Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos that darshans Ein Mazal Yisrael. A number of different sources for that, but we'll read the one that's relevant to us. Ein Mazal Yisrael, that's what Rav says. Dar Rav Yudama Rav. Minayin Shei Mazal Yisrael, how do we know that? Shene Amar. Vayotzi Aso Achutza, Hashem takes Avram outside. Va'amar Avram V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Beisi Yoreish Osi. I don't have any progeny. Amar lo lav. Ki masher yetzei mima'a. Amar lafan av ribono shel olam. Avram says, Hashem, nistakalti bitztagnina shali. I looked into the constellations. Ve'ein an eini ra'ui laholid ben. I'm not going to have a son. I read the stars. Amar leit sei mitztagnina shalcha. Go out from mitztagninus. She'ein mazal Yisrael. My daitach, what is your das? Dekoit tzedek b'mayra, that Jupiter is in the west, and that's why you worked it out, and because that's in the west, that's, Rashi says, Shehu makom mitzunan, ve'ein ra'ui laholid, kach matzasi bahashas Rabbeinu Levi. Rashi quotes, so you think Jupiter's in the west, so it's too cold. Mahadarno mukminan le b'mizrach. I'll put it in the east, don't worry about it. Which is a makom chom, v'hainu dechsiv. And that's our pasuk. Mi heir mi mizrach tzedek yikra'eyu liraglo. Hashem's in charge, and then you have Shmuel's ein mazal Yisrael. You have the story of Rabbi Akiva and his daughter ein mazal Yisrael on her wedding day. But it's learned down from this pasuk of mi heir mi mizrach. So Hashem, again in context, is talking to the other nations, saying, "What do you think? Who awakened Avram? Avram was the one that was able to overcome all of the avodah zarah. Avram was the one that was able to handle the challenges. And you, throughout history, warrant you should have learned from Avram Avinu. Avamon goyim." And the pasuk continues and says, Hashem's, Yishayo says, in the name of Hashem, who is the one that protected Avram? Who is the one that? Yitain ke'afar charbo. So literally it means, right, he gave sand and sword. So we know, any familiar with the Gemara in Tainus, and also Masechah Sanhedrin. I read it from Sanhedrin, because here the two Gemaras are together. Kuf Chesem Abay is going over to Kuf Tesem and Aleph. Avram Avinu took sand, he threw it at his enemies, and it turned into swords. The Rinas Yitzchak, just Derech Agav, asks, how did Avram Avinu rely on an ace? Ain't somchan al an ace, now let it do something in order to hope that the ace would occur. So one might say he was just throwing whatever he had at them. He didn't have sword, he wasn't relying on an ace. But suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, when somebody quotes the Shagas Aryeh, the Gvuras Aryeh there in Tainus, Daf Yutes, Ba'adam gadol v'chassid shaper damu, kida'ashchan gabi leya. Hari da'adam chassid yachol ispala al an ace. Maybe Avram's different. Maybe Avram's different. Maybe he did that. Okay, but either way, what did he used to do? Shame ben Noach. Amar shame Rabbal Eliezer. Ki asu alaychu. Malchi mizrachu mayrev. Atun hechi avdisu. What should I do? Amar le'asek adesh baruch hu la'avram. Va'usve mimine. Va'vishadir an afra. Va'avicharve. He throws dirt and it'll turn it to swords. Right, that's what happened, and that's based on this pasuk. Heir mi mizrach tzedek yigreil l'raglo yitein lefadav goyim olachim yard yitein be'afar charbo kikashi dav kashto. And then we have the story that takes place in Maseches Tainus of Chafalaf, also about Nachemish Gamzu, right? Where remember there was a decree against the Jews, and they sent Nachemish Gamzu because he was Malumad Benisim, and when he came to they gave him a whole box of jewelry in order to give as a present to the king. But when he was in an inn one night, it was stolen from him, and he only had a box of sand. And he goes to the king, and they open it, and he sees the sand, and he says, "What, you trying to make a joke out of me?" And Nachemish Gamzu says, "Gamzu Latova." He says that, and right then, Asa Elio ve'idmi lehu kechad minai. Elio Navi comes in at the clutch moment, and he appears like one of the officers, and he says, "Oh, your Majesty, Dilma hai Afra me Afra to Avram Avinu." Maybe this is the magic sand that Avram Avinu used to use. They tried it, and it was, and they sent it back with amazing jewels and diamonds. The people who had filled up the sand find out about it, they go back, and it didn't work for them, as we know the rest of the story. But this comes from this pasuk. It comes from this pasuk that Avram Avinu was protected by Hashem as part of the rebuke that Yishayahu was giving in the name of Hashem to the other nations. That Hashem did this. Year to fame, Yaver Shalom, as we just read before. Wherever he went, he was in peace. He always had Shalom. And who did this? Korei Adoras Beiroch, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you are at fault for not following along. Continuing the rebuke. Ish Esreeo Yazoru V'la'achi U'la'achiv Yomar Chazak. Somewhat of a well-known pasuk. Each person will say to their friend, "Help!" And to their brother will say Chazak. But who, in context, who is saying this? Rashi says, these are the ones that were inspired by the victory of Avram Avinu. They all give him different things. They give him presents. They give him praises. Like we know, Malki Tzedek and the King of Stone. The Radak says, no. in the continuation, the next pasuk, you have to read it with the next pasuk. This is talking about the people who rejected. Even the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, this is part of the rebuke. Even after you saw what happened to Avraham Avinu, you each went to each other and said, let's strengthen ourselves in our Avodah Zarah. Vayechazik charashis soreif machlik patishis holeim. The carpenter said to the one who works with hammers, the one who works with metals, they each said, good job, let's make it better. Omer ladevek tovu vayechazkeu b'masrim lo yimo. Right, you just got stuck in your ways. Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you saw a tremendous nace with Avraham Avinu, and still nothing helped. Right? That's why this is all about the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha. So that is part one of the Perek. Then we get to part two of the Perek. The Atah Yisrael, Hashem turns to Yisrael and says, you're not like that. You, I have a permanent relationship with. And even if you might stray sometimes, I know it's not deep down. So Hashem says, V'yata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov. You Yisrael Avdi, we mentioned earlier, who were called, there are a number of people, individuals, about 10 individuals in Tanakh that are called Eved Hashem. V'yata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov, this now is referring to the whole nation. You are my Eved Asher Bechartikha, that I have chosen you. Zera Avraham Ohavi. The descendants, the Zerah of Avram Avi, Avram, my beloved one. There's so much. This pasuk is jam-packed. Start off with the Malbim. The Malbim says, we have the two names of Am Yisrael in this pasuk. Vata Yisrael, Avdi, Yaakov, Asher Bechartikha. You have Yisrael, and you have Yaakov. The Malbim says, Yisrael is always the name of HaKadosh Baruch, the name of Am Yisrael, that is Yesh Havdel ben Yaakov, Shehu Shem HaHamon, ben Yisrael, Shehu Shem HaGdula, La'anshi Hashem. So Yaakov is the name that sometimes is our lower name. Yisrael is our higher name, our more uplifted name. Ve'ata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Asher Bechartikha. You are always Yisrael, even if you act like Yaakov sometimes. The Malbim also says that there are two reasons why a Baal HaBayis, an employer, might love an employee, either because of the work they do, because they work so well and hard, and or because it's something inherent and magical. On the one hand, because of the work they do, there might be a special connection because of the work, and the harder we work, the greater the love. But on the other hand, if you find somebody better, then they'll switch. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vata Yisrael Avdi, you do my work, but don't think that's it. Yaakov Asher Bechartikha, going back to our history when you were still Yaakov, Asher Bechartikha, says the Malbim, Shalakarticha Mitzara Vodascha, I'm sorry, that's the second part. Yaakov Asher Bechartikha, Eis Bacharti Becha, Oz Nikreis B'Shem Yaakov, and therefore, I'm never going to desert you. This is the pasuk that's about the eternal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Vata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Asher Bechartikha, and then we have the phrase, Zera Avraham Ohavi, meaning, Zchus Avos, Klai Yisrael throughout history, it goes back to Avraham Avinu, Zera Avraham Avi, you know, Avraham Hashem, Rashi says, Shalhi Kirani Mitocha Tochacha, Velimot Avosav, Ela Mitoch Ava. Avraham Avinu did not worship Hashem because he was taught, because he was rebuked that way, but Mitoch Ava, he figured it out himself. Like we know, the Rambam writes at length, in two places in Sefer Hamada. First of all, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he talks about the history of Avodah Zarah, and he talks about how Avodah Zarah developed, and he says at the end of Halacha Beis, V'alderach Zu, during the time of Enosh, and for so many generations, Avodah Zarah developed, Alderach Zu Hayolam Miskalgel V'Holecha Shenolad Amudo Shel Olam Shehu Avraham Avinu. Until Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu started thinking about the Galgal, started thinking about the orbits and the planets and the world. V'lo hayalo lo malami, v'lo modi adover, ela mushkabu or kastim, bein ovdei avodah zarah hatipshim. He was amongst the fools, and he and his parents were ovdei avodah zarah too, but he kept thinking and thinking and kept thinking that there must be something more, until he realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists. V'yada she'isham Eloah echad, v'hu maning agalgal, v'hu bara hakol, v'ein b'chol hanimsa eloka chutz mimenu, v'yada she'kol ha'am toim, v'davar she'garam lahem l'tau zeh she'ovdim es ha'kochavim ves ha'tsuros, at she'avad ha'mes midaitam. Rambam says he was 40 years old, other Rishonim have different pshatim, but either way he started acting for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he started having the religious parade, Meir Leir, Umi Mamlamacha Lamamlacha. He used to travel. Achi Gilaris Kenan, Vahu Kore, and he kept calling in the name of Hashem. And people kept asking him, And he started telling them, Alafim v'revavos. V'im anshe beis avar m'shasa b'libo m'ekar agadol azeh v'chibre bo svarim. He wrote svarim. V'hodio li'yitzchak b'no, v'yashav Yitzchak malah b'do machzir, and Yitzchak also did it, and Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov, v'chulu, v'chulu. So that's the Rambam, that's Avram Avinu. That's all encapsulated in this pasuk, Zera Avram Avi, the beloved one. He went and did my work. The pasuk is actually quoted b'feirish at the end of Sefer Mada, at the end of Hilchos Shuvah, where the Rambam talks about Avas Hashem, and the Rambam writes the highest level that we could worship Hashem, serve Hashem is through Ava, Umalazu Imala Gadola Admaod, where we're totally lovesick, literally. Ve'ein kal chacham zochela, even the greatest chachamim aren't all zoche to it. V'imailas Avram Avinu, Shekara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ohavi, our pasuk. Lefi shelo avad ele me'ava, v'yamaila shetzivon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, sh'neamar v'yahavta as Hashem alokecha, v'chol avavcha, v'chol nafshcha, v'chol modecha. V'zman sh'yeo v'at Hashem ahava ru'uya, when we love Hashem in the proper, with the proper love, miyad, yasa kala mitzvos me'ava. Then I'll do all the mitzvos me'ava, once I love him me'ava. But that's all this pasuk, Zera Avraham Avi. We are the children of Avraham. The word Zera also here is important. The Rinas Yitzchak connects this to the thought of Reb Chaim Ivelazhin, which we've mentioned often, the Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos, where he notes that the two Mishnah is back-to-back to each other in the fifth parak. We have the 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. We have the 10 generations from Avraham Avinu. I'm sorry. 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. And the next Mishnah is the 10 Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu went through. Why does the first pasuk only say Avraham and the second, first Mishnah say Avraham? And the second Mishnah, Hey Gimel, Avraham Avinu. Why by the Nisyonos does it say Avraham Avinu? Says the Ruach Chaim, because with those Nisyonos, Avraham Avinu put it into the DNA of his descendants to be able to fulfill their Nisyonos as well. Kikama mido shatzadik tarach v'yagala hasigam, lebanav acharav hema keteva mutba, ubiksas yagia yagiu lazeh. It becomes part of their nature. When somebody gives their life, and all the Asar Nisyonos, and he says when somebody gets up and makes Aliyah against all odds and against logic, the Kabbalah is called the Avdi Mishvay Latav, and also always having the attitude of everything's going to be positive and good. Right, it's like when Avraham Avinu did not question HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the famine after he was told to go to Eretz Yisrael. But either way, that's all Zera, because we have that from Avraham Avinu, that attitude. That's what he suggests. Continuing, Asher hechezak ticha mikitzvos haaretz. I have been mechazik them and supported them from the whole world. I've called them from all their nobles. V'omer lecha avdiata, bechar ticha v'lo ma'asticha. I have chosen you, and I have not been disgusted by you, I have not rejected you. Says Rabbi Schwab, that phrase is what we need to review over and over again throughout our long history. Becharticha v'lo ma'asticha. Though often our enemies have said, look at the Jews, they're so downtrodden, they're impoverished. Doesn't that show that God has rejected them? No. Chas v'shalom, says Rabbi Schwab, these nevuos are not only prophecies, but they are nitzrichu ledoros, to be read and reread by the Jewish people to strengthen and encourage them throughout their long galus experience. During the long and bitter galus, it's not as appeared if God had rejected them, and he therefore ignored their suffering, as many said during the Middle Ages. And to counter this, God is saying here, despite all appearances to the contrary, be assured that from the time I chose you as my servants, upon the exodus from Egypt, I have never rejected you. That's what the pasuk says, Becharticha v'lo ma'asticha. Al tira ki imcha ani, I'm always with you, says Hashem. Al tishta ki ani alokecha. Don't melt, Chazal Darshan, like wax. Imatzticha af azarticha af temachticha b'imintzidki. You're right next to me. Hein yevoshu, they yevoshu yikomu. Eventually all of your enemies will be embarrassed and ashamed. Kol necha rimbach, all those that have angered you. You ka'ayin v'yovda anshi rivecha. The Malbim goes through each phrase here is another type of enemy that we have. Necherimbach, Anshe Rivecha, Anshe Matsusecha, Anshe Milchamtecha. Four types of enemies getting from bad to worse. Ki ani Hashem alakecha, machziki minecha. I am always with you. That's part two of the parak. Part one, Goyim, what are you doing over there, Avodah Zarah? You didn't follow Avraham Avinu. Part two, Am Yisrael, I am always with you. Next, continuing talking to Am Yisrael. Al tiri tolas Yaakov, misei Yisrael, and don't fear, continuing the same thing, that you are like a tolas, like a worm. The pashas is, you're so small and like a nothing in Golas. But don't worry, ani azar tichnu mashem, the goalei kadosh Yisrael, I'm going to be with you. I am going to redeem you. Right? The Radak here quotes the Medrash that the other Rishonim quote, maybe tolas is a reference to the power that we have. Other nations have the power through the sword. We have the power through our mouth. Matolazu ena makes arazim ela bepeh, viracha umakes akasha. How does a worm fall a tree? He bites it little by little by little. Kach Yisrael kal kocham bitfila. Umakim resheha olam shem chazakim ka'arazim edim shalim behem. Through our tefila, we can knock down great wicked people and nations of the world that are strong as cedars. The next two psukim, Hashem is going to make us great like an amazing kli. Rav Schwab says we have no idea what this is referring to, but we know it's something good. Hinei samtich lomorag harutz chadash papifios will be like a sword with a lot of blades. Tadush harim v'tadok, we will then be able to thresh and totally destroy the mountains. Ugvaos kamotasim tizrim v'ruach tisayam, will winnow and the wind will blow it away. Sarata fitzosam v'atata gil b'shem, and once we do that, we will be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kadosh Yisrael tishalo. Next section. Some say this is referring to Yemos HaMashiach. Rav Schwab thinks it's talking about when we came back after Golus Bavel. Either way, it's a time when we come back and we are poor. You won't have any water. And you will be thirsty. I will answer you. I have not left you. I'll give you rivers even on the top of the mountains, which is so unnatural. I will help. Water, either it means literal. Rashi quotes, obviously, what we might have thought, in Mayim Ela Torah, they were thirsty for Torah, they will be thirsty for Torah, Hashem will give us Torah, the Mei Hadas, as the Rambam writes at the end of Vilchas Mikvos, that's the Mayim, Kamayim L'yam HaChasim, what we daven for, when there will be so much Das in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. Hashem also continues, Etein Bamidbar Eretz Shita, will give tons of trees, 10 types of Erez trees, as the Gemara darshins on this pasuk, in a place where there weren't supposed to be Erez cedar trees growing, but Hashem says, I'm going to give you. And it means the strong centers of Torah, which you think couldn't survive, couldn't come out of nothing. But Hashem says, I will bring it for you. That ends the middle section of the parak. Now we get back to what the parak started off with, and that is the other nations. Karvu rivchem, yomar Hashem. So Hashem said now to the other nations, let's go, bring your arguments. You have any tainus against how I'm acting now? Now that I'm taking out, you're getting punished for all of what you did? Hagishu atzu moseichem, yomar melech Yaakov. Yagishu v'yagidu lanu, es asher tikrana. Everything that you wanna claim, please let us know. Those who are familiar with the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, it's also discussed there. Every nation comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, wait a minute, we did this and we did that, and we did it all for Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shotim Sheba Olam. You're Shotim, what are you talking about? You did it for your own Hana. Right? It's kind of like what Rosh Hashanah says in Shabbos Lama Gimel about what the Romans did. Similar Gemara. But that's the Gemara beginning of Mesechas Avodah Zarah. Beis Mabeis, Gimel Mad Aleph. That you didn't do it for them, you did it for yourselves. The Brisker Rav has an important comment in Parshas Brachos where he says, why does the Gemara here say Shotim Sheba Olam? They're fools, they're liars. They didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. They did it for themselves. So it's liars, not Shotim. Says the Brisker Rav, no. Because retroactively, we'll be able to look back and see that it ultimately was for Klal Yisrael. The whole world history was for Klal Yisrael. So really, retroactively, they weren't lying. It was for Klal Yisrael. But they were fools. Because they didn't do it for that purpose. They didn't do it for that, with that kavana. And that's why Hashem says, you're gonna come, you're gonna try to get any schar, but you will see that nothing will be able to be gotten based on the Olam HaEmes. Then he says, talking to the idols themselves, why don't you go tell me what the future is going to bring? Rerishonos mahena hagidu v'nasima libeinu v'nedach rison. Tell us what's going to be in the future. O habos hashmiunu. Hagidu ha'osios l'achar. What about what happened? Explaining the past. Av teitivu v'tareyu. You want to do something good? You want to do something bad? Hein atem me'ayin, upa'alchem me'afa, you're a nothing. To'eva yivchar bachem. Only a to'eva would choose you. Somebody who is an idol worshiper is called a to'eva here in the pasuk. Interesting, again, something that we've noted in other contexts, the Torah uses the word to'eva by many different averas, but almost all the time, it's not referring to the person doing the avera. It's referring to either the act of the avera, that's most of the time, that the act is called an abominable act, or the item is called an abominable item. Like Avodah Zarah, in one context, is called a to'eva. The pasuk in Vayikra in Dvarim Perek Zayin Chav Hey Chavav Avodah Zarah is called to'eva. In Dvarim Perek Yudal of the Ma'achalos Asuros are called to'eva. By Machzer Grushaso and by Mishkav Zachar, it's the act that's called to'eva. While only one time by weights and measures in Kiseitze, faulty weights and measures, it's the person that's not Nasatav Nasatav Emuna that is called a to'eva. So here, so too, the Baal Avodah Zarah is called a to'eva. And finally, the last section of the parak, Ha'irosi Mitzafon. What is this referring to? Again, a machlokes. Rashi quotes, maybe it's referring to Koresh, who gave them permission to build the Bayis Sheni. Maybe it's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe it's referring to Melech HaMashiach. The Radak quotes his father. But Hashem's going to awaken somebody from the north. Vayaz mimizok shemesh yikra b'shmi. And he's going to come, and he's going to flatten everything, and he's going to be able to be a leader. Mi yigid me rosh v'nei dal, milafanem v'nomar tzadik. Afein magen, afein mashmi, afein shomeim reichem. Right, didn't I tell you? Did I tell you there's not going to be any other leader? Only the one from the Tzafon is going to come. And you will see that everything that you, other nations, believe are null and void. As the parak ends off, Hein kulam oven efes maaseyim, ruach vasohu niskeyim. This is what's going to be. And again, Yeshayahu talks about it sometimes in the future tense, sometimes in the past tense, because when it comes to nevuah, it's as if it has already happened. Okay, we'll have to stop here.